It's time for Wrestling for the Culture, where we take a look inside to see what the wrestlers of color have been doing this week. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Wrestling for the Culture. This show, of course, is brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. Before we get started, make sure you are subscribed to The Wrestling Realm everywhere you can get your video podcast platforms. That is YouTube, that is iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, you name it, we're there. So make sure you subscribe, and you can get every week, you can get Wrestling for the Culture, you can get Break It Down with Brian H, and exclusively on Instagram, you can get The Realness Reacts, brought to you by The Real Dwayne Allen. So let's get set to talk what's going on with the wrestlers of color. So we're going to start with Ember Moon and Apollo Crews getting the victory in a, you know, very quick match, about 3 minutes or under 3 minutes. They defeated Alicia Fox and Jinder Mahal. I have to say, folks, I'm gonna just put it out there. Don't really like what I see out of Alicia Fox. I feel like I understand she's crazy. I like the crazy stuff, but right now she looks a little silly. However, I see Ember Moon. I like what I see out of her. She just seems to just win, man. Win, no matter what. And I have to believe that 2019 will be a huge year for her. Apollo Crews, kind of on a limb about him. I think he could be due for a breakout year, but he has to break out of something. He has to break out and have some charisma. So only time will tell. Moving on, let's stand right there with Monday Night Raw. We saw Sasha Banks and Nia Jax go toe-to-toe after Ronda Rousey stated that it was Sasha Banks who she thought was deserving of the Raw Women's Championship opportunity. Nia Jax took exception to the rule, took exception to those words, but Sasha Banks didn't back down, got in her face, showed her that she is the legit boss. And when she did that, those two had a match, and it was Sasha putting her body on the line, but getting it done because she caught Nia Jax slipping, getting the tap out from Nia, and now we will get Sasha and Ronda Rousey at the Royal Rumble. For those out there who are saying, man, they're just feeding Sasha to Ronda Rousey, don't look at it that way. Look at this as an opportunity that we know this is the Royal Rumble. We know there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on the product. Look at this as an opportunity, if you're a Sasha Banks fan, that your girl will be in the headlines of ESPN, of Fox Sports, of USA Today. Because Ronda Rousey's the draw. And when you're in the ring with her, you are a draw too. Especially being somebody who can wrestle as great as Sasha Banks. In the main event, we saw Seth Rollins take on Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental Championship. A match that I'm quite frankly tired of seeing. But up shows the Dominator himself, Bobby Lashley, gets in there, interrupts the match, costs Seth Rollins the title. They did note that there will be a triple threat match this Monday on Raw. And depending, the match is already happening if you're not listening to this as soon as this drops. Nonetheless, I have to say this. This is probably going to happen. We're probably going to get a Bobby Lashley Seth Rollins matchup at the Royal Rumble. It's going to be personal. I do not need to see Rollins and Ambrose again. If anything, let me see Lashley hold the Intercontinental Championship. But we all know we want to see him wear the WWE Universal Championship. And then last but not least, finally she gets it done. Bianca Belair remains undefeated. Before she goes into her match with Shayna Baszler, she has some business to take care of, and that was with, of course, Nikki Cross. And if you've been following me, you know that I've been saying for a while, Nikki Cross and Bianca Belair are your Mick Foley and The Rock, respectively. So with that being said, I just think that we will see this feud pick up down the line coming up in the on the main roster. It has to happen. But again, what a match. Bianca Belair says, hey, look, I just beat her, and now Shayna Baszler better get ready because she may be in trouble. So let's move on to the indies. So this past last Sunday, we saw Rich Swann defeat Jake Chris, Ethan Page, and Trey Miguel in an Ultimate X match at Impact Homecoming to become the new X Division champion. And he made history. He is the third wrestler to win both the WWE Cruiserweight Championship and the Impact X Division Championship. And when I say Cruiserweight, I'm talking about the Cruiserweight as it stands now, the purple one. Who else did it? Brian Kendrick and TJP. When he was in Impact, he was known as Manic. So Rich Swann gets it done. More gold on his waist and on his resume. Let's move on. ROH Wrestler of the Year is none other than the champion himself, Jay Lethal. Congratulations to him. Another accolade to his career. And he's set to, as somebody asked it, I think he would finish off and break Samoa Joe's record. He will probably break, he's not going to break the one time, meaning, you know, Joe had the title for over 600 consecutive days. He's not going to do that, but he's definitely going to do in his multiple title reign, hold it all together. So, moving on. Congratulations to the one and only Faye Jackson becoming the new RSWF Intergender Champion. So, as you can see right there on your screens, if you're watching on YouTube, as she said on her Instagram, I just beat a man for this. I just beat a man for this. Nah, son. And you know, she said she was the champ. Said the new gear is coming with some gold this year. So congratulations to her sporting black, white, and gold. And she has more gold. Definitely looking for her to add more gold to her list in 2019. Let's move on to Battle Pro Wrestling. We're going across to the UK, where we saw Mercedes Blaze defeat Monica Pazari, who had Karim Brigante with her, but that wasn't enough as Mercedes Blaze got the win right there. She's somebody that the Black Wrestling Alliance has pegged as her, as his breakout star for this year. And then we saw Shane Strickland defeat Connor Mills, and according to the Twitterverse, this match right here had everybody on their feet, and they said they tore the house down. It does not surprise me. Shane Strickland is one of the best talents in the world. So, you know, I'm not sure, is he WWE bound? When is that time coming? Is he AEW bound? Perhaps, you know, only time will tell. But until then, he's going to keep entertaining fans all over the world. The OJMO, he was officially crowned as the Battle Pro Heavyweight Champion. So congratulations to him. Keep it, stay up to date with them on Twitter, as you'll see they have some matches coming up. I would definitely look to get some video for this promotion, because from what I see on Twitter, I see a lot of people rant and rave about it. So, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, I can only see so much, but if you send me a clip, I'll be more than happy to watch it at Ron H. Waters at Wrestling Realm. And then last but not least, from the independents, we saw Booker T defeating Rex Andrews at the Reality of Wrestling's latest event. This was a match that we saw hyped up, and, you know, Booker was lured back into the ring, and he did it with success. Non-title, Rex Andrews being their champion, non-title match, but Booker T continues to show that he is indeed the legend. So, let's move on to, as they say, new gold. This is presented by the Black Wrestling Alliance, which you can find them on Instagram at Black Wrestling Alliance, where you will see that they have won promoted to Wrestling Realm as a show that you should be subscribed to. But you'll see all the wrestlers of color's accomplishments right here. So, where we starting? We're starting with Andy Brown winning the Championship of Hollywood's Heritage Championship, beating Roy Isaacs. And then we saw Keita Murray and D Rouge, also known as K&D. They are your new PPW Tag Team Champions. DeJuan O'Neal won the Mid-Atlantic Ultimate Championship Wrestling Television Championship. So it's Mid-Atlantic Ultimate Championship Wrestling Television title. Warren J and Zack Zilla, who are known as Fly Def, becoming the two-time Reality of Wrestling Tag Team Champions. And then closing it out, Mr. B and Ruthless Lala winning the TCW Tag Team Championships. So make sure you check out the Black Wrestling Alliance. Like I said, they have a segment called New Gold each and every week. And, you know, some of the championships I already got, you know, so you might see like, oh, well, he didn't announce that. Well, that means it was on a previous episode of Wrestling for the Culture. But I can't do this alone. Like I said, so I gotta give credit where, you know, this is a great source where I can get a lot of wealth of information. So I only have to do what's right. Give it the credit. So, ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for this week's Wrestling for the Culture. Like I said, I appreciate each and every one of you who are subscribed to the Wrestling Realm on the podcast platforms and on YouTube. Make sure you are rating and subscribing if you haven't done so. If this is your first time, tweet me at Brian H. Waters. Let me know your thoughts. Let's talk wrestling. That's what I like to do. I don't like to argue too much, you know. I just enjoy talking wrestling. It's been that way since I was about 3, 4, 5. So, until the next time, folks, I'm Brian H. Waters. Make sure you follow my brother, too, at Dwayne Allen 24. So long, everybody.